Question 1. You hear a message on an answering machine.
Hi, Chris. Mark here. I'm having a get-together at my house with a few friends this Saturday to celebrate my new job. It would be great to see you. We're starting at about 8, but feel free to arrive when you want. Why don't you stay the night so we can spend some time together the next day? Give me a ring and let me know if you can make it. Hi, Chris. Mark here. I'm having a get-together at my house with a few friends this Saturday to celebrate my new job. It would be great to see you. We're starting at about 8, but feel free to arrive when you want. Why don't you stay the night so we can spend some time together the next day? Give me a ring and let me know if you can make it.
Question 2. You hear a conversation between a father and daughter.
So, when are we going to get your computer looked at?
Can we go to the shop on Friday? I'd sort it out myself, but it's too heavy for me to carry.
Are you coming home first, or shall I meet you in town? I can bring the computer with me and see you in the shop.
I'll meet you there. I'll make an appointment and let you know what time to be there.
So, when are we going to get your computer looked at?
Can we go to the shop on Friday? I'd sort it out myself, but it's too heavy for me to carry.
Are you coming home first, or shall I meet you in town? I can bring the computer with me and see you in the shop.
I'll meet you there. I'll make an appointment and let you know what time to be there.
Question 3. You hear a lecturer making an announcement to students.
I've just come to let you know about the arrangements for the exams next week. As you know, we've got building work going on at the moment, and we don't want the noise to affect your concentration. There's a rumour going around that the exams are going to be cancelled. But all we're doing is moving the exam room to the conference centre. If you don't know the building, there's a plan. I've just come to let you know about the arrangements for the exams next week. As you know, we've got building work going on at the moment, and we don't want the noise to affect your concentration. There's a rumour going around that the exams are going to be cancelled. But all we're doing is moving the exam room to the conference centre. If you don't know the building, there's a plan.
Question 4. You hear a radio interview with a man talking about tennis.
So, anyway, the idea is we organise fun tennis matches for people who just want to turn up before or after work. We have all these tennis courts that are unused, and it's a great way to get people active. We supply the rackets and balls and some cold drinks. All people have to do is turn up and play for 10 minutes, half an hour, however long they want. So, anyway, the idea is we organise fun tennis matches for people who just want to turn up before or after work. We have all these tennis courts that are unused, and it's a great way to get people active. We supply the rackets and balls and some cold drinks. All people have to do is turn up and play for 10 minutes, half an hour, however long they want.
Question 5. You hear a guide talking about an exhibition in an art gallery.
And this is our latest installation by a new artist, Jason Roberts. We often host small installations, but this is the first time we've had the pleasure of organising a show on such a large scale. The work takes up most of the main exhibition hall and visitors are invited to walk around and through the work, exploring the different effects the artist has produced, depending on where the viewer is standing. And this is our latest installation by a new artist, Jason Roberts. We often host small installations, but this is the first time we've had the pleasure of organising a show on such a large scale. The work takes up most of the main exhibition hall, and visitors are invited to walk around and through the work, exploring the different effects the artist has produced, depending on where the viewer is standing.
Question 6. You hear two people talking about a restaurant.
Have you tried that new restaurant? We went there last night. I'd heard it was good.
Yes, we went there last week. I had a lovely fish dish.
I chose the fish too. And yeah, it was delicious. But my wife complained that the portions were too small.
Well, it's not the kind of place that puts a lot of food on your plate. They just have a reputation for good quality food.
Have you tried that new restaurant? We went there last night. I'd heard it was good.
Yes, we went there last week. I had a lovely fish dish.
I chose the fish too. And yeah, it was delicious. But my wife complained that the portions were too small.
Well, it's not the kind of place that puts a lot of food on your plate. They just have a reputation for good quality food.
Question 7. You hear an interview with an author about his new book.
Your new book is unlike your previous works, isn't it?
Yes, I'm known for crime thrillers, and I've no intention of moving away from this genre. But I couldn't get the idea of this historical romance out of my mind.
Did you enjoy the change?
It was different, and the research into the historical facts was fascinating. I have to research a lot for crime stories, but the historical angle was really enjoyable.
Your new book is unlike your previous works, isn't it?
Yes, I'm known for crime thrillers, and I've no intention of moving away from this genre. But I couldn't get the idea of this historical romance out of my mind.
Did you enjoy the change?
It was different, and the research into the historical facts was fascinating. I have to research a lot for crime stories, but the historical angle was really enjoyable.
Question 8. You hear two students discussing a presentation.
Well, I'm glad that's over. I've been worried about that presentation all week.
I was the same when I did mine. The night before, I kept thinking, what could go wrong?
It's natural to feel anxious, isn't it? But the thought of standing up in front of people is worse than actually doing it. Towards the end, I was enjoying myself.
Well, the more times we do it, the easier it'll become.
Well, I'm glad that's over. I've been worried about that presentation all week.
I was the same when I did mine. The night before, I kept thinking, what could go wrong?
It's natural to feel anxious, isn't it? But the thought of standing up in front of people is worse than actually doing it. Towards the end, I was enjoying myself.
Well, the more times we do it, the easier it'll become.
This is the end of part 1.